This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We do it every single day right here on Three Man Front, 10 to 2, jocksfm.com. It's five thought-provoking questions from our very own Pat Smith. This is Pat Ponders.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Pat Ponders.
Every single day it's brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals. I tell you about them every single day. They bring you Pat Ponders every single day. They warranty all their work. The free roof inspections. Think about the blow-in insulation service that they offer as well. They can really do it all. They can recommend any kind of repairs. They can actually do the repairs or tell you you're all good. It's an honest, hardworking company, Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF or alroofpros.com.
I want to pull the curtain back a little bit about Pat Ponders. You know, these questions, they're formulated, they're tabulated, they're put together, they're put in a box. We have an independent accounting firm that makes sure that nobody sees these questions before I ask the questions. And so just wanted to point that out because my very first question is about the NFC East. And so you just heard Cole Kublick talking about that. So just wanted to make everybody aware that Cole has not seen these questions prior to air. Now, with the disclaimer out of the way, question number one for this Pat Ponders. The Cowboys lost again last night, and now they've given up more points through the first six games in franchise history, 218 points. But again, like Cole said, Dallas still leads the NFC East with a 2-4 record. Everyone else has one win. The division is awful. But if you had to pick the winner today, who would win the NFC East?
I might lean.
I'm going to still say Dallas. Some of that offensive line is intact. You still have Zeke Elliott. You got quality receivers. And I just don't. I mean, the Giants basically lost the cornerstone of the franchise. You don't have a Saquon Barkley. Washington's already been, you know, tinkering with quarterback play, not necessarily due to injury. And I just, I mean, I have anxiety when I see Alex Smith take snaps. It's just, I just do. But, yeah, I'm going to go Dallas, somehow finds a way. And, I mean, I would have to, again, you guys, I've said this here on the show before. I failed math multiple years in high school, so I'm not going to act like I know this is true. But I believe that Philadelphia could end up 3-12-1, and every team loses all but one of the rest of their games outside the division, that the division can be won with a three-way tie at 4-12.
Oh, wow.
I think. I don't know. I'm not reporting that. But I went and looked at all the schedules last night after that game, and I was thinking, what's the lowest number of wins that this division champion could have? And I believe it might be four.
Who you like, Ledger?
The Cowboys would be the easy choice. I'm not giving up on the Eagles, though. The Ravens were dominating that game on Sunday, and the Eagles. Miles Sanders, he does leave, and that causes concern. But it's so hard to predict, and you got a lot of the head-to-heads still remaining on the schedule. I mean, if I'm going to, without a whole lot of confidence, if I'm going to put money down, I probably lean Dallas. But I'm not just totally discounting the Eagles, but I'll go Cowboys.
Okay. Question number two, staying in the NFL, the Vegas odds for the Jets to go winless currently sit at plus 350. For them to win a game, it's minus 450. Do the New York Jets win a game this season?
Bills, Chiefs, Pats, Chargers, Dolphins, Raiders, Seahawks, Rams, Browns, Patriots. I'm going to say yes.
Think they get one.
I think they get one. Yeah.
Oh, such a bad team. I mean, so bad. Not the Bills. Nope.
Nope.
Maybe. Yes, they get one. I'll give them one.
All right, so you take the minus 450 Vegas odds of them winning one.
Yeah, I'll take that. But I mean, look at maybe the Browns, maybe the Dolphins. But, I mean, what are the Dolphins going to look like with Tua at quarterback? He could put it set fire to the league. He got the bye week this week, but he's a starter now.
Here's why I don't think it's going to happen. Since 1976, it's only happened four times. One of those was a strike-shortened season in 82 where the Colts went 0-8-1. 17 Browns, 0-8 Lions, 82 Colts, 76 Bucks. Now, you could go back to Cowboys 60, Brooklyn Tigers in 44, Chicago Cardinals in 43, Lions in 42, the Reds in 34. Not sure if Chris Sabo was playing quarterback for that team.
Eric Davis was.
Columbus Tigers and Columbus Panhandles in 1922.
Throwing the ball.
So I think we feel like it's happened a bunch, but I think it's much more difficult for a team to go winless than it is even undefeated in the regular season. So we feel like it happens every other year, but it really doesn't. It hadn't happened that much. So somebody's gonna get hot. Somebody's gonna have an off game. Somebody's gonna be out, and weird things happen. So no, I don't think they go winless.
This is a team that's not just losing. I mean, they're losing badly.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's been ugly. I get it.
And it all started with that weird press conference.
Yeah.
God, that was odd.
Talking about the one where Belichick took the job and turned it down?
No, well, that started the downfall, but I was mainly thinking of Gase and his eyes, but, you know. All right, question number three.
So weird.
The voice of hockey, no, not Cole Kublik, but 74-year-old Doc Emrick announced his retirement yesterday. After being on the mic for over 3,700 hockey games that included 22 Stanley Cup finals, he did play-by-play for only 7 NFL games early in his career and one Major League Baseball game that he did back in 2016 because he had never done one before, so he wanted to do it. His longtime favorite team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, said, come on down, we'll let you do a game, and he did one. So it made me ponder. If you only could do one sporting event to broadcast, but you could never do it again, what would it be?
I think it would be the college football national championship.
That'd be it. You'd call it a career. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I wouldn't do that because my hope is to one day feel like I'm good enough to be able to do that, even though it seems unlikely. I would probably go something like, do I get to pick a postseason game?
Yeah, sure.
So let's say a Yankees World Series game, because I'm never going to get that job anyway. So I would take something that I know I'm never going to get. Or if the Steelers were in the Super Bowl, be able to call that game.
Super Bowl. Well, Sunday at the Masters. I guess I could go there. But in college football playoff national championship, that's where I would go.
Yeah, I was thinking of kind of like off the beaten path ones, and I didn't really come up with anything. I don't think that there's, like an Olympics maybe. But
what about the Stanley Cup final?
No, I'm good.
Come
would
on.
You want to call a...
He's so good.
Djokovic versus Nadal or Federer or something final?
Yeah, like Wimbledon. That would be really cool, actually, because I've never been to Wimbledon, and that's on the bucket list. So you kind of knock that out. I mean, like Wilder Fury rematch would be really cool. Like if you got a big time heavyweight title match, that would be a lot of fun. Like I would say Indy 500 might be kind of cool, but no.
No.
It wouldn't. I wouldn't know what I was really talking about.
Folks are texting me now telling me Kentucky Derby. Would Kentucky Derby be one for y'all?
What's like a 2.5 minutes?
What's the best?
Do you have to do the 7.5 hours of?
Yeah, do I have coverage? To do the red carpet stuff that they do? Like I'm hosting the Oscars.
I don't think that would be that cool anyway.
No.
I'm gonna go Yankees World Series or Steelers Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
So how cool was that, that the Pirates let Doc Emrick come in and do one game? But yeah, he did seven NFL games earlier in his career.
I'm gonna ask Joe Block which one of the broadcasters got out of the way, like whose turn it was when he came in and did it. Because they, you know, they rotate radio, TV.
Yeah,
right.
So did he do radio or television for that game?
Television.
I'm gonna try to find out who got out of the way for that one.
All right, guys. Question number four. Recently, Finnish air carrier Finnair will start selling business class airplane food in supermarkets in a move to keep its catering staff employed during COVID-19. These ready-made dishes include options like reindeer meatballs, Arctic char, and Japanese-style teriyaki beef. So it made me think about all of our airplane travels throughout our life. Have you ever had an airplane meal worth buying if offered on the ground?
Ooh.
No, definitely not.
I don't think so.
Not even close.
No.
I mean, I've purchased some of the Biscoff cookies before.
I've had
those. You get on Delta flights, but that's not, I wouldn't consider that a meal.
Yeah, I think I did one of those like little meat and cheese things, like you're talking about, that comes in the, and you pull back the cellophane. I'm trying to think the best meal that I've had on a flight.
I haven't had one that's been even close to being that memorable.
I don't know. There was one flying, I think it was flying to Jamaica, or maybe it was flying back, that wasn't that bad. It was some kind of, I think they called it like paradise chicken, had some rice, some green beans. And I will be the first to tell you, I have eaten a whole lot of TV dinners in my life. And this actually would be better than some of the TV dinners that I've had. Reindeer meatballs. That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Or Arctic char.
Is that like a Swedish meatballs that comes in like sauce? You do it with some like egg noodles? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Next time you're in Finland, go to your local supermarket.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
And purchase
reindeer
one.
Meatballs.
All right, guys. Fifth and final question. St. Petersburg, Florida has a new name for their bowl game. It's the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. Which one of these previous names of that bowl game did you like the most? Magic Jack Bowl, Beef O'Brady's Bowl, Bitcoin St. Petersburg Bowl, or Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl? Which one of those four did you prefer over the one that they just named?
I gotta go Bad Boy Mowers.
I like the fact that they had the mowers on the sideline, and they always have the announcers on the mowers. Mowers on artificial turf. That was beautiful.
But the Beef O'Brady's Bowl, that just has a ring to it, and it all like goes together. Like, yeah, I'm you know, call it the Bob. Beef O'Brady's Bowl. Didn't we have the Cheez-Its Bowl? Is that still around?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some interesting names for bowl games.
See, I forgot about the Bitcoin St. Petersburg Bowl. I was unaware of that one.
Hey, it's a bowl game. It's not my favorite bowl game. I can't stand the field there at Tropicana. I think it's something to do with the turf. You know how you have that synthetic turf, and then you get some kinds of synthetic turf, when the lights hit it, it has that weird reflection? You know, you guys know what I'm talking about with some of the, maybe it's some of the older turf that you get.
No, theirs does look different. I don't know if it's longer or what.
It might be because the turf was laid for a baseball field. Because they only played one football game on it a year, so that might be the reason why it looks.
Almost like it lays down one way, and then it's kind of a glossy appearance. I don't know. It bothers me. It actually distracts me.
The Georgia Tech Clemson game was like that, too. For the 80 seconds I watched that when, you know, it wasn't, you know, at least it was competitive. It just looked like it was off.
Yeah. It's almost like vacuuming carpet, and you go one way, and it lays down a certain way, and then it comes back the other way. I don't know. It's distracting to somebody who, as I said, has ADD.
All right, guys, that's today's Pat Ponders.
Brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com. Get the free roof inspection. They're going to warranty all the work. Honest, hardworking company. Don't forget about the blow-in insulation. Keep your home energy efficient, not only in the hot months, but the cold months as well. Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF, alroofpros.com.
This is Three Man Front.